Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is faithfulness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You Can Count on God's Faithfulness. Written by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr. Read by Leah Arthur. The word faithful is an interesting word. By definition, it means to be steadfast in affection or allegiance to someone. As Merriam-Webster put it, faithful implies unswerving adherence to a person or thing or to the oath or promise by which a tie was contracted. When I was in high school, there was a fellow named David. One thing David was known for was his attendance. He never missed a day of school. I don't know if they still do this, but back then they would give out a perfect attendance award. David would show up at school through many situations, good weather or bad. If he was feeling 100% or even a little under the weather, this was the pre-COVID days, David would be there. As far as I can remember, in my 4 years of high school, I don't remember him missing one day of school. He became known for his steadfast allegiance to showing up every day. Thinking about David and his commitment to show up to school every day, no matter what, forced me to think on a much grander scale. Here is one thing you can depend on. God will show up in your life every day, no matter what. Timothy reminds us of this truth about who God is. If we are faithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. Just stop for a moment and let the gravity of these words sink into your heart. God will be faithful to you. As I think about this verse, there are three simple truths that I want you to see. Number one, faithful is who God is. Faithful is not something that God does or just displays toward you. Faithful is who God is. Even if he wanted to, and he doesn't, he cannot stop being faithful to you because that is part of his nature. It is in his DNA. God is not just faithful because he wants to be. He is faithful because he has to be. As Timothy said, for him not to be faithful, he would have to disown himself, and we know he will never do that. God honors his word, and if he said it, he will do it. Number two, God's faithfulness is without condition. God is not faithful because of some conditions you are required to meet. He does not choose to be faithful because you are faithful, because that would be conditional faithfulness. God is faithful without condition. He is faithful to his word, to his promises, and to you. Regardless of your response, he is going to uphold his end of the bargain. Even when we are faithless, which is a condition that would disqualify most people, he remains faithful. Number three, God's faithfulness is based on him, not you. God's decision to be faithful to you has absolutely nothing to do with you, which is a good thing because most of us have a faulty track record. We may intend to be faithful, but we don't always execute it so well. God is different. If his faithfulness was a response to you, then it would be dependent on you. However, his faithfulness flows despite you, which means it is based on who he is and not on who you are. You can rely on his faithfulness. Whether you are beginning a new day, a new year, a new season in life, or wherever you find yourself, just know that God will be steadfast in his allegiance and affection toward you. Also remember, he has an unswerving adherence to you and to what he has promised you. Knowing this, you can be confident there is nothing you face alone. He will walk with you through it all because he is a faithful God. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. Intersecting faith and life. If God's faithfulness were a reward for actions, then few would ever experience it, because his faithfulness flows from his grace. It is available to everyone. For further reading, Isaiah 43:1-3, Deuteronomy 31:6-8, and Psalm 33:4-5.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.